You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. And just as a little reminder for my fans and friends out there, my show is going to be moving from Mondays to Thursdays starting in March. So today and next week will be my last two shows live on Mondays. We're having a little change in the schedules here at the center and on the radio station, so we're shifting Mondays to Thursdays. So just to remind you all, and I'll remind you again next week, hope you all are doing great. It's a beautiful Monday in New York City. It's still a little cool, but sunny and kind of a nice late winter day. According to the groundhog, you know, winter's supposed to end early this year. We're all hoping for it here in New York. Don't know what it's like where you're all listening from around the globe, but I hope you're enjoying your day regardless of where you are. So let's get started with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. I know you've been anxiously awaiting for them all week long. Let's see what the universe and Abraham has for us today to start off our week. First, from the universe. Manifesting reminders for masters. Reminder number one. When dreaming, know that anything can happen. In that magical state, the only price to be paid is with imagination. Having it all costs the same as having nothing at all. Reminder number two, you're now dreaming. Dreaming of you, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley and the universe, chiding us on to remember that in this magical state, the only price to be paid is imagination. And this is something you guys have heard me talk a lot about, you guys and gals, that, you know, we create our life with our imagination, that our only limitation really is a limitation of imagination, that literally anything we want to bring about in this world, in our lives, if we can imagine it, we can bring it about somehow, some way. We don't usually have to be the ones to figure out how. The universe can do the how for us. We just really need to be clear on the what. And we really need to be clear on seeing ourselves in that imaginative state, having those very things, doing those very things, creating those very things that we want to create. It all starts with imagination. This radio station was somebody's imagination first before it came to be. The wellness center we own here, it was in someone's imagination, yes, yours truly, before it came to be. Wherever you are, the building you're in, the car you're driving, the company you work for, it was an idea in somebody's mind first before it became something that manifested into reality. So remember, our imagination is our most valuable asset, and let's use that asset continually to bring out greater and greater stuff. All right, that's universe. Let's see what Abraham has in store today. Oh, interesting. You didn't come here to fix things that are broken or to know things you don't know. You came because life on the path of least resistance is a delicious state of being. You are in love with life, and you are in love with you, and you are in love with being in love with life. Abraham. Interesting kind of quote from Abraham. You know, one that Abraham kind of talks a lot about is that we're really not here to fix things. And the reason why Abraham says that is because in order to fix things, something has to be broken. And really, nothing is broken. Really, it's all perfect. This does not mean that we can't heal certain things, but there is a perfection in all of life around us. And we're here skipping along on our paths, and really we just cause our own resistance. But we're really here in love with life, and we don't even know it. We're here just to live, to be this expression of our soul, our spirit, our inner yearning. And that the world, even though it may not feel like it some of the time, maybe even most of the time, the world is actually really perfect exactly as it is, even though it doesn't seem like it. And if we can accept that perfection and see it and work with it and move forward with it, we can have a rip-roaring good time doing all kinds of amazing things. Now, does this mean that there's not contrast? Come on. You guys know Abraham is a big believer in contrast. Yes, there's contrast all around us. And that contrast serves us in ways we have no idea about. Because by that very contrast, it creates the desires within us to create newer, better, more fun-filled, more joyful, more healthy, more delicious futures. Right? But if we did not have the contrast, we would not have those desires. So let's not condemn the contrast. Let's not call the contrast bad. Let's just call it for what it is. It's contrast. Look, we all have preferences. There is nothing wrong with having preferences. There's nothing wrong saying, you know what? I tried this vanilla ice cream. I prefer chocolate. Great. Next time you know, you're going to get chocolate ice cream. There's nothing wrong with saying, like, this doesn't feel good to me, so we use, aka Allah the universe, our imagination, and we can create something more appealing to us. And let's not forget that it is a co-creative experience, because there are over 7 billion of us bumping around each other. So, but the world is so perfect, we can all create the world that we desire, the world that we can live into in our imagination that draws forth from us more love, more joy, more happiness. So, two very interesting quotes from the universe and from Abraham today. Hope you enjoyed them. We'll have two more quotes for you next week. It is now my great pleasure to introduce to you Sifu Matthew, or Master Matthew, for those of you who don't speak Japanese. Right? Sifu is Japanese, right? It's Chinese. Sifu is Chinese? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I always thought it was Japanese.
Sensei. That's it.
I'm sorry. I got confused there for a second. Sorry out there, all my friends in Asia. And big faux pas on my part. But anyway, Master Matthew is a master of many disciplines of martial arts and is a master healer. He manipulates the electromagnetic fields of the body and their specific elements to activate rapid healing. He uses his magnetism and influence on the elements to heal rooms of people from conditions that have not often responded to any other modality. He is currently working with doctors and clinicians worldwide, training them to understand his precise science of martial arts wellness for healing all types of people, all manner of condition. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Matthew.
Thank you so much. It's very nice to be here.
It's wonderful to have you here. And yes, for those of you who might recognize his name a little bit, he does work out of the Double Diamond Wellness Center. So we do like to bring on our practitioners to give you an opportunity to get to know them better. So Master Matthew,
yes.
you know, I always like to start off giving the audience some background, mm-hmm. you know, on the guest. And I just really would am curious about, you know, obviously you're steeped in the martial arts and you've been for many, many years. But at what point did, like, this notion of healing, like, really bubble up inside of you? And even if you didn't think of yourself as a healer, but just felt like you started leaning in that direction in your life?
Well, it's interesting because as far back as I can remember, which was about the age of 4 when I started doing the martial arts. So it's been
You started doing martial arts since you were 4?
I started at 4.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been doing it 41 years.
Wow.
And very consistently, I would say. Wow. Have not missed a day, barely.
Wow. So just out of curiosity, age of 4... Was it your dad or your mom who was like, we're sending you to martial arts school?
It was both.
Really? Yeah. You must have been a precocious little kid.
I was a little hot engine there and had a lot of electricity from a young age and just kind of one of those things where I innately had the desire to thrust myself into that. You know, the desire was a lot bigger than my body at the time. I was not okay. afraid of just jumping on the mat and grabbing anybody that I could.
Really?
Even at that young age, I was very
intrigued. I can picture you now. You know, I've seen some videos on Facebook recently of like these little kids, mostly girls, who are like, you know, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and they're like the fiercest little creatures on the mat. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That was you, huh?
I was one of those, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so age of four, you started with martial arts.
Yeah, I would say that my interpretation of the martial arts, even from a young age, was always about that mix between the healing and the combat. And I didn't really understand until I would say the past 10 years or so, what exactly it meant, which we'll talk about on the show, so we can get to a pinpoint interpretation of what's really the science of what's happening there.
Right. Well, a lot of people say that martial arts is really more of a philosophy as opposed to a quote unquote style of fighting.
I would say that it's a comprehensive understanding of creation from every level possible, from how I perceive it. And the fighting aspect comes from really needing to create harmony where harmony is not willing anymore. And that is where, based on what you were saying in the beginning about how you're talking about resistance and paths of least resistance, what happens sometimes is, and we'll get into this in greater depth, is that our elements or aspects of ourselves can get to states of being unbalanced. And at that point, they're not moving with the way that they're supposed to. So the contrast can get too strong and it'll get to a point where it's causing harm.
Right.
And that's where the martial arts originally were birthed from, was that there was literally a conscious or universal need to put things back in order.
Oh, I see. And kind of back in order, I believe if I interpret it properly, it's getting back in harmony with nature, right? Because human beings have a tendency to disconnect themselves from nature and not follow nature, and that tends to cause us a little bit of trouble.
Totally. And in fact, what's so interesting is that if we wanted to even call it martial law, martial law was basically saying, you can be as you like in your own world, but if you cross over a certain boundary, that's going to start causing damage to the livelihood of others, the family, the region, the territory, and the earth, then there has to be a boundary set. Now, nature sets the boundaries all the time for us, which is why we can heal so rapidly. But because we're often not in tune, we actually break away from the boundaries, have no idea we did. And that's where the martial arts at certain time periods were needed to create a harmony within the elements by saying, hey, you have to behave a certain way because otherwise you're going to damage everything else that's happening.
Right. It's again, like I've been more aware lately than I have in the past about even just following the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you act like it's summer and it's the middle of winter, you're going to get in trouble.
That's right.
And the same thing, if you act like it's winter and it's the middle of summer, it's also going to cause trouble. So it's
absolutely
learning, you know, how to sort of pay attention to nature around us and live appropriately for what cycle we happen to be in at the time.
Absolutely.
So it's time for us to take our first commercial break. Let's take a little bit of a break, and when we come back, I just want to talk a little bit more about the which martial arts, like, you really the schools that you learned in, and then how you sort of brought this around, and now you're really much more of a healer as opposed to a fighter.
Got it.
All right, so everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Master Matthew, a master of martial arts and healing. I was curious, when we talked a little bit about your background, I want to do a little bit more on that, but I'm just curious, like, what disciplines, because there are many types of martial arts.
Sure, sure.
What disciplines of martial arts did you learn?
I started with judo and jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
So I spent about 18 years in those martial arts. And I got black belts in those.
Uh-huh.
And I was also doing at the same time something called savate, which is very esoteric, we'll say, in the United States. It's a form of French foot fighting that I learned from my original judo and jiu-jitsu instructor, who was from France.
And so
he had this very interesting style of French manipulation of the body that was quite something, very, very unique and elusive.
I see.
And I moved into, at about the age of 19 or 20, I moved into Wing Chun, which was Chinese style. So Wing Chun Kung Fu.
Right.
And I'd also studied, I studied Taekwondo. So had the equivalent of a black belt in Taekwondo earlier on again.
Right.
And then I started moving into Bagua, Shingi. These are all Chinese internal martial arts.
Right.
And then also started doing these healing arts at the same time, which were Langgong, which I became an instructor in, as well as the Swimming Dragon.
Okay.
And various other forms of Qigong and energy.
Okay.
Yes.
And did you study most of these with Western instructors, Chinese, Asian instructors?
It was a combination of both. A lot of the Western instructors, actually, that had been given the teachings, either they had been over in the Orient for a long period of time, or the Grand Master had come over and they were their first students. So they were always in the lineage directly.
Oh, okay. So they're pretty close to the
very
lineage.
Very, very close.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So let's just retrace our steps for a minute. So we were talking about you getting started in this stuff at 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you on your path before you realized that, like, oh, I could, like, use some of these principles to help people heal, not just to knock them down on the mat?
Well, you know, it's a great question. it was happening to me from a very early age, because what happens in the martial arts, I would say, to put it in a holistic paradigm, is that you're teaching yourself how to find space in a compromising position. So if you're put into a position where there's stress, duress, and someone is threatening your space or putting you where you're not used to moving, you are teaching yourself how to create room, space, and ultimately the sustenance of life.
Okay.
And so what happens is you get into a position, right. Someone holds you in a way, and you're thinking, right. How do I get out within this paradigm that they've taught me in this system?
Right.
So judo has one paradigm where they're going to use throws and off-balancing. Wing Chun will do a different paradigm where it's operating off the center line or breaking a certain center line in the person. Bagua uses a different... They're similar, but they're different. So what happens is I started realizing there's more paradigms, because as I was getting close to people, they're holding you and you're feeling, where's your space? Where can I move? And you start turning off the logical mind and going into the sensory mind and the heart.
Right.
And so as I started accessing that, I started becoming aware of the electromagnetism of the person, not their necessarily physical only position.
Right.
So I was feeling, if they're holding me this way, well, wait a second, I'm not following the hold. Their hip is not right. Something's off in their lung. Something's wrong with their eye. And I'd start moving in that direction, and I found out they had no force at all. And the hold was not there because their health was not right.
Okay. So it's kind of like you could intuitively feel what's going on with their energetic electromagnetic field, and then that kind of, in a very subtle way, was like, they're weaker on their right than their left, so I'll move towards the right, and that kind of gave
you
an advantage.
You feel it. What I started to understand was that it is a byproduct of just simple science, which is the electromagnetism that they have and the heat in their body and the minerals and elements, which we'll talk about, flow in different directions. And that is what makes up the physics of their life, of their behavior and presence. So when you become aware of that in engagement, what happens is you become aware of much more on the chessboard. You become aware of not just what their pieces are, but you become aware of how this person's actually going to move the piece because of how they're standing and how their currents are flowing.
Right. So I imagine that made you a rather effective fighter.
Yes. Well, I would say that it became more interesting for me to realize that the fighting and the healing were the same.
So do you remember like the first time you, I don't know, thought about healing, or first time, like some, what kind of brought you to this idea of healing in the
Same? Well, I was always interested also in the physical sciences. I was always interested in, since I was a little kid, I remember looking at medical textbooks, kind of martial arts and medical textbooks. That's what I was doing.
Oh my God, you were a nerd.
Yeah. Half nerd. It was something that I was interested in. I was also finding that people were getting hurt all the time and they were not healing themselves. And so from a little boy's perspective, I would always see people tearing shoulders, tearing knees. I had a lot of very bad injuries in my trainings over the years. A lot of bone breaks, fractures, tears. Concussions. And so I was not seeing proper healing. Now, what's interesting is as I started to get more into the internal Chinese martial arts, they are mostly about healing.
Right.
So there is a lot of that in those systems of Qigong, but there was still things from my perspective that were missing, which is how I came to a different understanding of what it meant, and then what forces were actually accessible to heal rapidly. So as quickly as somebody could actually knock somebody down, they should be able to heal them.
Interesting. Because I guess it's applying the same force.
It is.
It's just doing it in a different way.
It is.
Interesting. So do you remember the incident of the first time you healed somebody?
I remember lots of incidences of understanding it intuitively while I was doing it. So mm-hmm. I remember that people would have injuries and I would go over and put my hand on them because I would understand the position and how to move my hand. And I knew that if my hand was focused one way, it has one effect, and another way, another. Like if you're writing, if you have a pen and you start writing and I tell you, wait a second, let's turn that pen 5 degrees to your left thigh, you're not going to be writing the same thing you were writing anymore.
Right.
So what started to become evident to me was that martial arts is a creative force. There's nothing technically destructive in the universe except when elements are out of balance and they're not following their symbiotic, balanced, creative design. Right. And so as a martial artist, what we're really doing is we're creating shape and power within our frame to manipulate and transform ourselves to a stronger aspect of our own ability, and then to teach others and help shape them to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So it's even by like the very postures and positions you take create a certain change to the energetic field.
Yes. Well, what's so interesting is that the chemistry, our physical chemistry, is altering constantly. Mm-hmm. It's beyond even, you cannot think about it. So as fast as you move your finger, there's already billions of changes that are happening on a cellular level that your brain cannot, you can't register it on a conscious level.
On a conscious level.
Right. And so what happens is when you start training in the martial arts as I did, I would feel those things happen and I knew what they meant. So I'd know that when someone stood a certain way, I'd immediately, after time, could feel in their field that their heart is not connected electrically to their leg, their brain is spinning, their liver's hot. I'll explain to you what all this means.
Right.
And thus, they are automatically going to behave this way, and they will do it because their energy is moving in that direction and they cannot stop it unless they learn the martial arts properly.
Right.
Which is how do I become a master of my position and shape? And when I say position, I'm talking about your position in everything of your life, because your position is your presence on the grid. It's your electromagnetic presence of how you are creating and receiving minerals and magnetism in interaction.
Right. And we're surrounded by magnetism all the time. I mean, people don't realize it, but the Earth is a magnetic sphere, right? We have a North Pole and South Pole. Even though they may be shifting, still the field goes in particular directions.
Yeah.
So I imagine that even like the positions in terms of what direction you face affects the magnetic fields.
Everything in a sense that, you know, if you just look at our bodies and realize that they're so beautifully constructed to create balance from an electromagnetic perspective of what the heart is as a pump to take in new life, new minerals, and then to release new creations or old creations, toxic creations, to push them out. And so what's happening is every breath we take, every step we take is a chance to take in something new, release something old. But if we don't have the source power from different electromagnetic fields because we're not interested in them or we're too shut down to engage them, it becomes random and chaotic.
And out of balance.
And disease-based. Which is how diseases are formed. Which is what I started studying as a martial arts master, was when I would look at a body, I'm aware of posture and shape. I'm an expert at how is your shape creating you in that moment. And when I say shape, it's what can be felt in the sensory as well as the actual body posture itself, because you can feel it in the field. So when I connect to your hip as a healer, I'm aware of the shape that the flow is going, and that will inform me also how is that working with the atmosphere, because the atmosphere is what's giving you the power. And we forget that all the time.
Right, Right. Absolutely. Yeah, and I know there are certain people or certain disciplines where they talk about how even you can draw all the energy you need just from the earth without food or water or anything. These guys who, like, all they do is live on their breath, like up in the mountains in very pristine conditions. Okay, interesting. Time for us to take our next break. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more. You start talking about the mineralization and the minerals within the body. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that when we come back to get people a little bit deeper understanding of, like, just on a physical level what's happening.
Okay.
So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And, of course, if you'd like to call in with your own questions, our call-in number is 877-480-4120. We'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
Are you looking for a show where people talk about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Well, then you have come to the right place, because the Rob and Callie Show is doing just that. For the last 10 years, Rob and I have been having our own version of Sunday morning therapy sessions on the phone, and now we're bringing it to the radio.
So tune in and call in live Wednesdays 8 to 8:30 on talkradio.myc.
And that's Eastern Standard Time, so join us.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking with Master Matthew today, the electromagnetic healer. So, Matthew, in the last segment, we talked a lot about sort of position and direction and the electromagnetic fields of the earth and how it affects the body. And you also briefly mentioned about the minerals within the body, because that's something that you work directly with as well, isn't
it? Yes, absolutely.
How do you, I mean, most people think about it, it's like, you can feel the magnesium in my body? I mean, how do you do that?
Yes. Here's what's happening first. So everything that has a shape, an electromagnetic field, force or energy, and a shape is creating a boundary or a paradigm for itself. So for example, water has a shape that's different than fire.
Right.
And fire is different than air or metal, and earth is different than water. When these things start to leave their paradigm or boundary, then they become something else. Mm-hmm. So when you are acting in a certain shape, you are attracting that element which will bring those minerals into your body. So perfect example is when you go to the beach, you go to the beach because you're hot. People go because they're overheated and they want to calm down. What they don't understand is that they're actually going to the ocean to get minerals from the ocean. You're getting minerals. You're getting the magnesium from and the salts from the water, and they slow you down. They actually go into your body and create a calming, soothing, regenerating effect. So you don't have to go to the beach to do that. In fact, what's very interesting is when I do healing groups, people always say they can taste the minerals in their mouth. When I work on you on the table, you can taste the element I'm working on, because it's actually in the atmosphere if you understand how to engage it by using the right direction and the right position. So if you're up in the mountains and you have your hands over your head, you're not going to engage the water element because the water element doesn't involve itself in that chemical matrix or that chemical field. So each thing, for example, your kidneys are not in your head. They're actually at the waist level, and your genitals are at a lower level. So they are there because they are specifically working with a type of field.
Oh. Oh,
it's amazing.
Interesting.
Yes. So okay. you have the solids, you have the liquids, you have gases, mm-hmm. you have the vapors, and they're different levels of the body. So if your lungs have too much water in them, you get sick and you die. If your heart is too hot or too cold, the same thing. So the elements have to follow, as you said in the beginning of the show, you were talking about contrast.
Right.
They have to have their contrast, but at the same time, they're always connected and working in unison with each other.
Right. So, wow, that's interesting. So about the way like our organs and the placement mm-hmm. of things formed is actually based on the fields that they kind of, or the elements that they work with.
Yes.
You also mentioned before about sort of connection between organs. Aren't all of our organs always connected all the time?
No. Oh, <okay. laughs> they should be connected. Right. Certain things happen, which I would say from my perspective as a healer is somewhat of an epidemic from what I see in people that I would like to help people understand so that they can make their healing stick.
Okay.
What's happening is I'm always going to speak of electromagnetism first, which is your life force. It's your power source, your battery, how much ability you have to attract and to output or repel, to input or output, how much force you have. And then with that, you have the variations or the delineations, which are the elements, which are the different types of elements that make us up.
Right.
If you are not connected through your circuits, meaning if your circuits are not working well or your magnetism is weak because you're not connecting to the earth properly and to the element spheres, it becomes very difficult to heal yourself because you're using force that is not really the strongest force. You're actually using weak forces.
Right. Okay. So it's being aware of which are the strong, which are the weak. Mm-hmm. But how does that relate to like your heart being connected to your liver?
It has to do with the balance of the electromagnetic forces. Here's a perfect example.
Okay.
Where there has been an epidemic of mental illness and bipolarity, schizophrenia, violence, depression, those are liver problems. They're not brain problems. They are problems with the liver sending too much heat to the sensitive brain tissue. When the liver sends that type of heat and toxicity, what happens is, think about how sensitive the nerves are in the brain.
Right.
The brain starts shaking because it can't ground itself anymore. So you have a live wire. You basically have an ungrounded circuit.
Okay.
So you have to look at disease, from my perspective, as simple function of electromagnetic position and science. And if you look at it that way, they can be healed mostly quickly. If not, you're basically trying to sail a boat across the beach without getting in the ocean. And it's going to be very, very difficult.
It's going to be a slow ride.
Yeah, because you're losing the capacity that you have access to in the force.
Okay, so just to give our audience like a concrete example, like you mentioned, like if you're feeling depressed or let's say anxious, right? You're not grounded. Is there something, a little thing that somebody could do who's listening to help them feel a little relief from feeling depressed?
Absolutely. If you're feeling depressed, you can face the south.
Face the south.
And you can put your hands at heart level. You can raise your palms up to the sky or to the... Okay. Yep. And you can kind of raise them up like that, almost triangulated. And you stand there and you make a connection with your bones, your ligaments, and your heart by feeling the field of that direction. Now, every time you walk in somewhere, you can feel a field. So, for example, when you walk in a after a rainstorm, you feel that. When it's going to rain, you feel it. When it's cold, you feel it. Right. So what you're feeling actually is you're feeling minerals. You're actually feeling the elements and the minerals. So it's very tangible.
Okay. So, but again, like just as an example, so if you you're ungrounded in a sense, you face south. Why south?
If you're I would say if you're ungrounded, you have to get the earth into your bones. You actually have to get in your bones. So what you would do to start with that is you would gently direct your tailbone toward the earth, kind of like you would a circuit. and you hold the position, you change your position to create a new relationship with the environment.
Okay.
Then once you feel that you're being pulled down, and you will, you can start to then work with the fire element, because if you're not grounded, you can't use any of them. And that's why we're so out of balance, because our circuitry is not working right. So we're trying to fix diseases when we're not grounded, so you can't hold the change.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah, because there are lots of times, not only myself, but I know many healers, where people come to them, they get a healing, they feel better, but then it doesn't stick.
Right.
They go home and a day or two later and they feel the same.
It's a great point you're making, because a lot of what I'm trying to do to help healers learn how to heal in a way where they can understand why things go wrong and when they're off is based on science laws, which are, for example, if I teach you a ballet move or an instrument, you know, how to play an instrument, but you only do it once, you're not going to take it in on a cellular level usually.
No.
So when you're doing this kind of healing, what's wonderful is if you face the right direction and actually have the right position that I can show you and you hold it long enough, you will remineralize your body. You will actually make a chemical change for 20 minutes straight that will be more powerful than even taking a supplement or many other things. Because you're getting fed. You're actually, and then if you're consciously raising your electricity high enough, what's happening is you're then actually absorbing it and you're holding it. So you're not only taking it in, but you're controlling the input of it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so a question I know is something very common among people is like osteoporosis, right? It's like the doctors say your body's leaching the calcium off of your bones, and even you take a supplement, sometimes you still end up with that. So what would you do for somebody to stabilize their calcium?
It's the same, you know, it's the same kind of thing. You always look at the basic model of why the body's not doing it. Okay. Why is the calcium coming out and why is it not being absorbed?
Right.
Because there's too much heat in the body usually.
Ah.
And so the calcium's going to go where it needs to go, and it's going to come out of the bones because the body's going to take it in areas that it needs to calm the body down because it's not getting it in other areas.
Okay.
And so what happens is if you just say simply that the earth itself is such a storehouse for calcium that you actually can generate it from the earth easily if you're grounded. You actually can put it in your bones very rapidly because we get it from the food. We get it from the vegetables. So where is it?
Right,
what's happening is if we're not getting it, it's because, number one, we don't have enough heat in our bodies.
Okay.
And thus, we're not able to then create a chemical reaction.
And we don't have enough or we have too much?
It's both. We have too much heat that is not the balanced heat. It's the heat that is the toxic heat. It'll be heat from chemicals or heat from infections, but it's not the heat that's flowing smoothly throughout the body that is creating balance. So you'll call that like pockets of heat or fire toxin.
Okay.
Different thing.
Okay, so you can have pockets of heat and then I guess you can have pockets of cold.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so they're both out of balance, so then you're not holding your minerals properly.
Right, because at that point, the body is in a position where it is trying to stabilize itself at whatever cost. So it's going to take minerals out of your bones if it's not getting them from your food, or if there's too much stress on your nervous system and it can't figure out how to absorb it from the liver anymore and from the food the liver's processing, then it's going to grab it from anywhere it can to survive.
Right. Well, it sounds like we're a mess.
Well, you know, what's great about, I'd say we're challenged, but I would also say that what's amazing is that it can be corrected.
Yes.
And it's not as complicated as you would think if you do the right thing.
Right. So do you have like a daily practice that you do that kind of keeps you in alignment? Or
I do all the time, in fact, I have the book coming out in a few weeks.
Oh, wonderful. What's it called?
Yes. I'm still working on the working title. But it's about the martial arts wellness. So it's in the martial arts wellness genre. And it basically gives you the practices of exactly what to do, how to stand, how to utilize the forces you need to heal specific conditions. So I do those exercises actually every day. Mm-hmm. And I also throughout the day am working with minerals and elements all the time.
Right.
So I'm using my bones and my heart to change how I feel internally when I'm talking on the show, when I'm healing people,
okay.
Because you can feel when things go off balance. So when they're off balance, I will shift my position and I will generate another field.
I see. So it's time to go for another commercial break. I wanted to ask you about working with people. I ask it
sure.
when we come back.
Okay.
I just want to talk about like when you work with someone, they have a condition, like what's that like?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's time for us to go to a break. Believe it or not, it's our last commercial break for the show, going into our last segment. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking to Master Matthew today, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and storytelling? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your brand new radio host on talkradio.nyc. I've been professionally writing and drawing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for over 15 years. Catch my new show, Secrets of the Sire, Fridays at 11 a.m., and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com right now.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour has been Master Matthew, the Electromagnetic Healer. So before we went to break, I was about to ask you about, you know, when you have somebody come to you and they have some mm-hmm. condition, like how do you work with them?
Okay. The first thing I do is I assess how their magnetism and the electromagnetism and the elements are moving in their body. So okay. I look at the motion in the body and the position.
And when you say look at?
I feel it.
You feel it.
I feel okay. it and I sense it and then I assess.
Okay.
So kind of like how I was showing the fire exercise before, mm-hmm. you can feel the change in the body. So I am hyper attuned to the changes or the motions that are mm-hmm. happening.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I will either ask the person what's wrong or I'll take a look and see what I feel mm-hmm. through my perception of their electromagnetism, what's not moving, what's stuck. And then I start to look at what the factors are that are causing it. So, for example, if someone comes to me and they have a uterine issue, I'm going to assess all of the fields and elements that are connecting to the uterus, and then I'm going to be able to help them address it that way by restoring the balance in those fields.
Okay.
So I'll get a sense of what's happening.
Right.
And I'll look at it on as many needs or planes as possible to address what is being asked of me from the imbalance.
Okay.
And so then I will work on them. Mm-hmm. And when I work on them, what I'm doing is I'm penetrating their electromagnetic field. Okay. And I am starting to work with manipulating the particles and the specific okay. elements that are not in their right position.
And when you penetrate their electromagnetic mm-hmm. field with your own electromagnetic mm-hmm. field, I'm assuming, like, that's not harmful.
No. Well, the reason it's healing is because I'm holding very deep coherent states.
Okay.
So what's happening is I'm using positions that are extremely powerful, stable, and healing.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be like if someone put you on a health cocktail that was going into your body and had the right electrolytes, I'm adjusting my field to bring into your field what it needs. So I'm working off of that energetic from moment to moment.
I see. And so when you're doing this on the clients, mm-hmm. I'm assuming your clients normally feel something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it depends on what's happening. I would say like 9 out of 10 feel a lot of movement. So they'll feel like their water or their fire move. They can get very hot. Mm-hmm. It depends on what you're doing. So there are times often where like I'll work on when people have nerve issues, their nerves will burn, like really burn and shock. That will happen usually for a few minutes and then it will completely reside.
Right.
There'll be all types of sensations of hot, cold, and in between that expansion, contraction, pulsing. It depends on the element that I'm using and the position that I'm in.
Right. Can you give us just some examples of maybe just on the extreme end to give people an idea of the wide variety of conditions that you treat? Maybe some very extreme conditions and what's happened when you've worked with people and some minor ones.
Okay. I've worked with all types of degenerative conditions where people have had spinal damage, spinal surgery, no feeling, very little motion, neuropathy, and I've seen them often resolve very quickly, meaning like within sometimes 4 sessions, sometimes 6, sometimes 2 or 1.
Wow.
And I've seen that happen via understanding, again, how to get the right elements in the body and then get the electromagnetic force there. Right. Now, in doing so, I'm giving you work to do. So I'm going to send you home and say, I'm empowering and activating your healing power, and then you are going to become the healer. I'm going to teach you how to heal yourself by doing what I do.
Right.
Okay, so other conditions, I've seen infections vanish. I've had tumors also dissolve. I've had bone breaks heal in days. Torn ligaments regenerate, torn ACLs regenerate without surgery. All types of
torn ACL.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I know that because there used to be a woman on our network who was a physical therapist, and she did more than one show on torn ACLs. And that's a big deal.
It's a big deal. So when I was actually astonished when that started happening, but I also realized it follows the same law that the meniscus, the ACL, and all of those ligaments are highly conductive. They're highly conductive. Ligaments and fascia have such high capacity to conduct electricity. So if they're not conducting, then the body's not grounding. So you've got to get the body back into its optimal state.
And you work not just with people individually, but with groups as well.
Yes.
So is it any different when you're working with a group as opposed to an individual?
I would say that the group healings are extremely powerful because I'm able to link my magnetism and ligaments, which is what I do. I link my ligaments through the field into the body, and I'm able to move what needs to be moved. So more than, I would say, more than not, the group gets what they need. And then there are times where an individual may need to see me for a short period of time just for me to focus intensely on a specific area. But a lot can happen in a group.
Right. Wonderful. Well, we've only got about 4 minutes left. So you're coming out with a book.
Yep, coming out with a book.
And do you have any upcoming events?
I do. I'm going to be doing the New Life Expo at the Pennsylvania Hotel.
Right.
And I'm going to be doing that for 4 days in March. Okay. I think it's around the 21st. And I also have a healing. I also have a, it's actually the 18th to the 20th.
Of March, yes.
Of March. And then we're doing the 21st as well. There'll be a special event on Monday.
Right.
And I'm also doing regular Monday night healings at the Bhakti Center, which are open to everybody to come and to meet me and then to experience a healing and a teaching.
Cool. And do you know the address of the Bhakti Center that you had?
It's on First Avenue, and I think it's First Avenue and 2nd Street.
And 2nd Street, okay. Yeah. All right, wonderful. And if people want to get in touch with you to either book an appointment or learn more about you, how can they find you?
Electromagnetichealer.com.
Ah, okay.
And also Facebook, The Electromagnetic Healer.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so we've got a couple of minutes left. Mm-hmm. Any last words for our audience that you feel is important for them to know?
Sure. I'd like to impart this moment of power to everybody listening so that they can start to understand that there are forces within them and outside of them that can be understood, held, and mastered and used for healing themselves in ways that they have not even imagined yet, with great potency and consistency to bring you joy and wellness.
Right. So that people can actually learn, in a sense, the system of what you do. I mean, they may not be able to do exactly what they do, but they can do it for themselves and experience a greater level of health and faster recuperation.
Extremely fast.
Why is it so fast?
Because it is what's happening. It's supposed to be fast because it's holding our bodies together. So perfect, and I never said this, but I had healed my body of many injuries that were considered to be career-ending. You know, as an athlete, I had many injuries that I had surgeries on. The surgeries went poorly. I was in pain for 13 years straight, and I have zero pain now. Or I'm on a 97% pain-free, and I can control it. So if I have an injury, I can usually heal it, usually within a day or two.
Right, right. And you also now are especially looking to work with other practitioners, like not just to help people individually, but you're looking to really work with other practitioners to help support them in their own healing practice, to help them to be even better.
Absolutely. Want to help them understand where their modalities can be stronger based on using these scientific principles that are necessary to get the optimal result because they're there and they help. They can empower you to strengthen your healing relationship. And also athletes. A lot of athletes, I like working with athletes because they need to get back on their feet quickly. They're also very able to learn what we do. And so they see the results quickly. And they also have a lot of injuries that can be prevented by understanding how to move differently.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. So if you understand the electromagnetic fields of the different parts of your body and you move differently, you can prevent injuries from happening.
Totally.
As opposed to just repairing them.
Absolutely.
Well, Matthew, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for taking the time out of your schedule. Again, your website is?
It's www.electromagnetichealer.com.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you. And of course, if anyone is interested in having a session with Matthew here at the Double Diamond Wellness Center, just give us a call at 212-721-8183, and we can set up a private session for you. And we will also be doing a group session with Matthew in the near future. So stay tuned to our newsletter. If you have not yet signed up for our newsletter, go to the website talkradio.nyc and sign up for our newsletter because we announce all of our events there. So everybody, thank you for listening. Master Matthew, thank you for your time. And we will be back next week, Monday, February 29th, leap day at a time. That will be our last show on Mondays. And then starting the following week in March, our show will air on Thursdays. Everybody, thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and storytelling? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your brand new radio host on talkradio.nyc. I've been professionally writing and drawing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for over 15 years. Catch my new show, Secrets of the Sire, Fridays at 11 a.m., and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com right now.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun.
For you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Leibowitz, your conscious consultant, and I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.